Okay, I wanted to discuss tonight a topic that relates to today's daf, and that is the malacha of kotzer, the lumdis of the malacha of kotzer. We're not going to get into so much lamaisa kotzer, but the lumdis of the malacha of kotzer. Where does this come up? As we saw today, chulin, kuf, chav, zayin, amid, beis. The Gemara discussed that sometimes you could have a middle status of an item that is attached, but is not so attached. The Gemara says, the Gemara got into this because the Mishnah discussed a dangling limb off of an animal, and the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that that piece of animal, that limb, could be metame tumas ochlin, even though it's not metame tumas nevela. It's not considered dead yet, but if a person thinks about that limb as being food, Rashi says being machil to a guy, so then that is metame tumas ochlin. So the Gemara says, where else do we have such an idea that it could be a middle status? So the Gemara said on Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, Mesayle le Rav Chiya Barashi, right in the middle, Dam Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Shmuel, Te'enim should samku be ibehen, figs that have dried up, but they're still attached to the tree. Mitamos tumas ochlin, they're mitame tumas ochlin. Vahatolish mehen b'shabes chayev chatas. And if somebody rips them off from the tree on Shabbos, they're chayev chatas. So 1 minute, they're dried up, so they're considered ochel, but they're still attached for Hilcha Shabbos. So you can have this middle status, and therefore, that is a proof to the Mishnah as well. Rashi says right here, Alma afakav delinin Shabbos mechubarin ninhu mitamin tumas ochlin. What does this halacha tell us about the malacha of kotzer? We know it's the third malacha in the list, right? Choris areya kotzer, the malacha of reaping or harvesting. What is the definition? What are the lumdas, the root of the malacha? And what is the case of our Gemara? How does that shed light on it? So that's what we're going to talk about for just a little bit tonight. We'll start off with the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Look at source number one, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufzayin of Abayis tells us, Hashole dag min hayam, if somebody takes a fish out of water on Shabbos, Shole dag min hayam, kivein sheyavash bo kisela chayiv, once it dries up, kisela, the size of a coin, that as much of that of the fish dries up, chayiv your chayiv. So chayiv, as we know in Hilcha Shabbos, means da'araisa. Chayiv, asr, mutter. Those are the three words. So, which malacha are you chayiv? This is a daraisa. Which malacha are you violating here? So Rashi says there, Shabbos kuvzayin, kisel chayiv, mishum netilas neshama, desu lo chaye. You've killed the fish. You take a fish out of water on Shabbos, you're chayiv because of shochet. Netilas neshama is the root of shochet, of slaughtering. So that is the malacha that we're talking about. What's important is what Rashi does not say. And that is what Rabbeinu Chananel says right here. Rabbeinu Chananel right here, Shabbos Kuf Zayin Mebeis, if you look in source number 3, Rabbi Chananel says that imotzio min amayim below shaha kidei yitzias nefesh ad shehechziru layam, if you took it out but you put it right back in, then you're putter. Why? Shaharei lo akar davar migidulo. Because you did not uproot something from its habitat of growth. Vegam lo hargon, you also didn't kill it. So therefore, you're a putter on both. But what does he first say? You weren't oker de migidulo, meaning if you did take it out of the water and you did not let it go back in and you killed it, but what are you chayef? Second step, maybe shochet, but what's step one? Oker dover migidulo, which is usually known as the malacha of kotzer. So we have a machlokas here. What is the Gemara talking about? When you have to take the fish out of water, what are you chayev? Rashi says etzil sashama, shochet. Rabbi Chananel says you're chayev for kotzer. What is the nekudas machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbi Chananel? Right? What is it? Is it about the malacha of kotzer? Is it about the malacha of shochet? So let's see. We'll come back to that. Let's see another case. The Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perches Halacha Dalad. The Rambam says in source number 4, Gabshusis shall offer sha'oluba asavim. There's a clod of earth that grass started growing in it. It was just basically in the backyard. You have dirt with grass growing on it. Higbia me'al ha'aretz. If somebody digs out that dirt from the ground, v'hinicha al gabi yesedos, and puts it on pegs, puts it on a little tripod. So it's still close to the ground, but it's not in the dirt anymore. Says the Rambam, you did it on Shabbos, chayev mishum tolesh. You're chayev for tolesh, which here tolesh doesn't mean gozes, but it means being shearing from a live animal, but it means kotzer. That's the Rambam. Again, you take this case, yeah, Yeah, you take the case of dirt and with grass in it, you put it on the pegs. So you're chayev. So what does this prove? Says one of the achronim, Rabbi Yitzchak Panovitcher, quoted here in the Dvar Avraham in source number 5. He quotes, this is the Pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger. It's not Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, it's Panovitcher, it's a different achron who lived at the time of the Dvar Avraham, the Covenant Rav, Rav Avraham Shapiro. So the questioner said to the Dvar Avraham, you know what, I think this Rambam proves that the Malacha of Kotzer is about Havdoas or Hafsakas Yinikaso. You are severing its nourishment. We're severing its chiyus. That's the Malacha of Kotzer. Nothing to do with Mechubar and Talish. Because right here in the Rambam's case, it's still Mechubar. If it's still Mechubar, how can you be chayv? You took it from the dirt, from the earth, and you put it on the pegs, but it's still attached. There's some roots there. So it's a little less attached, but still it's still attached. So how you chayv? Says the questioner to the Dvar Avraham, it must be because the definition of Kotzer at root is stopping chiyus. Stopping chiyus. Let me just find it. He talks about it here. In this, he quotes in the bottom, in the line 17, quotes the Rambam that we just saw, Gapshuza Shalafar. He says, Afa Bishagamai Gabi Yesedos have a Mechubar. It's still Mechubar on the pegs. Ubal Karcha Chlomar, what must you say? The Svirle, the Kolshim Ma'it Yinikaso. Any lessening of its Yinika, of its nourishment. The Bevada Yinikaso Yoser Ma'atak Shia Kishia Gabi Yesedos. It definitely gets less Yinika when it's on the pegs, but any lessening, Bishvil Mi. That's going to be chayiv on Shabbos. VMK, why? Muchrach, says the questioner, it's because you separated it from its life, from its source of nourishment, from its source of life. But what is it not? What's the other formulation that you could say of kotzer? You could say it is cutting something that's attached. Simple. That's what I would have thought. Havdalas mechubar. That's what he's doing. But he says, but if you can't say that here, says the questioner. Avalam name of the Yisara Kotzer, Bishop Tlishas Achibur, Ein Makom Machayev Bazeh. Kivet Gamatu Mechubar, Ad Kandaito. Right, that was the das of the question. He brought a riot from this Rambam that the Isser of Kotzer at root is defined as Havdalas Chiyuso, Havdalas Yinikaso, cutting off the life source, not just Tlisha. Talisha's mechubar, and not just separation of an attached item. That is Rav Yitzchak Panovitch that is quoted here. The Dvar Avraham assumes otherwise. The Dvar Avraham says, I don't think so. If you look at the beginning of back at the beginning of the Tshuva, line 6, he says, why should it be? Are you forced to say that in the Rambam? And there are other sources, and maybe it could be just a right of the opposite. Let's see what he says. Line 6. Amashaka Safti the Shasti Lon Lo Savar. Diason Malachas Kotzer, who Abdallah Sachius, Kahidi Yushami, El de Iker Kotzer, what's the Iker of Kotzer? Says the Dvar Avraham. Mishumsha Okro Mi Makom Chiburo. Because you are uprooting it from the place where it is attached. Afalpi Shalohaya Yonik Misham. Even though it's not Yonik from there. Where is it? What is the Raya in Shas? That the Malacha of Kotzer is separating something that is attached, even if it doesn't have any life anymore, our Gemara. What does he quote? Chuluk of Chavzayim Abayz, our Gemara. Te'enim shet samku bi'ibay in matamitum as ochlin, vatolish me'am b'shabas chayiv. Meaning, it's totally dried out. It's tumas ochlin, meaning it's totally dried out in terms of being attached to the tree anymore, but it's still edible, and if you separate them on Shabbos, you're chayiv d'araisa. And the Rama Paskins that way. What do you see from there? Says the Dvar Avraham. Harei, afal pi she'enam yon kimina karka, shaharei tsam kukfar. They don't get any nourishment from the ground. Mikom akom, kivan shehein mechubarin, chayev mishum tolesh. Since it is mechubar, you're chayev for tolesh. So we have here a fundamental machlokas achronim. The questioner in the Dvar Avraham says that he thinks that from the Rambam you see, again, which Rambam? The Rambam that we saw in source number 4 that says, if you take dirt that has grass growing in it and you move it on top of pegs, from the dirt to the pegs, you're chayiv d'oraisa for kotzer, says the questioner in the Dvar Avraham, that proves to me that the root of kotzer is not separating mechubar into talush, because here it's still mechubar, but rather, what is it? It's hafsakas chiyuso. It's separating the chiyus. It's stopping the chiyus of the item. Says the Dvar Avraham, how could that be? Our Gemara. our Gemara that we saw today. It's totally dried out. There's no chiyus left in it. And yet you're chayav for kotzer. Haraya, that the malach of kotzer is, as we would have thought, separating mechubar. So that is number one. Number one raya that Dvar Avram has is from our Gemara, which, by the way, is the very next line in the same Rambam that the questioner wants to bring a raya the other way. That very next line of the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Parachas Halacha Dalet. Same halacha, te'enim sheyafshu bi'iveyim, v'chein ilan sheyafshu peirosabo. The same exact halacha the Rambam tells us this. Number one. Number two. Another case. Another raya he brings. If you look at Tosfos. Tosfos in Mesechas Gittin. This is quoted in the Dvar Avram, but I gave it to you inside. Tosfos in Mesechas Gittin and Daf Zayin and Mabes. Tosfos talks about a case of Al-Gabi Yesedos, right, that's the case of on the pegs. Al-Gabi Yesedos is mechubar. What happens if you move it from the ground? Let's see Tosfos' case here. Let me just find the other line. V'hada kamar hacha, ad kam l'kami rabbanan ela besvina, mashma de ba'atis l'kuli amal lo'havika mechubar, dichuya ba'almahu. I'm sorry. Here, the last line. V'hadar b'shabbos perak mosi yayin. Hay parfisa de mancha aara va'ancha asichi chayv mishim tolesh. If something's on the ground and you move it and you put it onto the pegs, says Tosfos, haynu midrabanan. It's only tolesh derabanan. Asks the Dvar Avram, according to Rav Yitzchak, questioner, Tosfos should have answered that it's still mechubar, but you're still chayv anyway because it's hafsakas chiyuso. Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos says only tolesh derabanan. Why? Because since you didn't make it mechubar to tolesh, it's still semi-mechubar. So that's not kotzer. Says the Dvar Avram, I think really kotzer is where there is full separation of mechubar. Right? Says the, and it continues the Dvar Avram now. It's verse number 7. Let's get to the raya that the Shoal himself brought. What does Shoal say? The Rambam says moving dirt onto pegs is chayiv. Daraisa. Aye, it's still mechubar. So the Rai is that that's hafsakas yinikaso. Let's talk about that. Says the Dvar Avram in source number 7 now. Ubi ikar ra'ayaso mi divrei Rambam. B'mashat tafas kvod dulaso. L'milsa de pshita. You looked at the Rambam and saw that as a milsa de pshita. To b'shah shem munach agabi yasedos having mechubar la Rambam. When it's on yasedos, that's mechubar. And therefore, since it's still mechubar, why you're chayiv for kotzer? It must be hafsakas yinikaso. It must be stopping the nourishment and not because it's still mechubar. Lani yastadino mochrach. Says the Rav Avram, I don't think, first of all, I brought you a raya the other way from the second half of that same halacha. Number two, I don't think that's muchrach in the Rambam. I think you could say otherwise. You know why you're chayiv? To mishum hachi chayiv mishum tolish midaraisa. Mishum demeikara havi mechubar v'hash de toshul agamrei. I think that the Rambam holds that if you put it on pegs, that's Tolush! Doraisa! Not like what Tosfos says, only Tolush Rabbanan. The Rambam would argue on that Tosfos. V'sfirulei da'atit ha'munach al-gabi yisebos ha'vi Tolush l'chol mili. You don't have to come on to, it's still mechubar, so it must be because of hafsakas yinikaso. No. Take the Rambam kipshuto. You pulled something out of the ground, you put it on pegs. So Dvar Avram, I don't think you have to say what the Rambam holds like Tosfos. He quotes Tosfos. He says Tosfos, but in Shab Savru LeMeimar, that I have so give the parfisa muchat to atzis and mukra al-gabi yisedos havi talush. Ella the sugi the gittin. He talks about gittin, about writing a prusbo on. You can only write a prusbo if a person has land. So writing a prusbo, can you write a prusbo on an atzitz nakuv? And it's the Tosfos says based on the Gemara that it was on the pegs, and that's why Tosfos has to say that the pegs are considered mechubar because it's enough to write a prusbo on. Says the Dvar Avram, the Rambam doesn't quote that whole Gemara. V'im Kain, line 14. Again, I didn't bring you the source in the Rambam. He goes, V'im Kain, or the Rambam, D'lo hevi b'hilcha shmita, ha'detani hilal kosud prusbala atzitz nakuv. U'manach, u'bamanach asichi. Ein shem ochacha davi mechubar. The Rambam leaves out that whole Gemara. That Tosfos has to come along and say, it's still mechubar. The Rambam leaves it out. So it could very well be the Rambam would argue and say, you cannot write a prusbal if all you have is something that's growing on pegs. Because that's called talush. V'yadarabba, nira l'chora d'mishumai taima lo evi did. That's exactly why the Rambam doesn't quote that Gemara. D'mishum desavar d'bamanach asichi havi talush. That's not called land. V'dachi lahach sugya b'pnei meimru teparfisa. Which is the part that goes here, but get the machlokas asugyas, the Rambam paskins that it's tosh, and when the Gemara says chayiv, not like Tosas is for it to say, it's chayiv daraisa, and the Rambam is beautiful, says the Dvar Avram, hafsakas mechubar is the root malacha of kotzer. So if you think about it, again, two understandings, the Dvar Avram is very supportive of the understanding of the malacha of kotzer, of separating something that's attached, making it attached to detached. Simple. Says the questioner in the show, in the Dvar Avram. No. I think, and this is another idea in the Achronim of Hafsakas Yenikaso. Fine. Where else do we see this? Let's go back now to our earlier Machlokas Rishonim. Before we see other Machlokas Rishonim. Back to source number 1, 2, and 3. What do we say? Source number 1, if I take a fish out of water, what's the malacha that I'm doing on Shabbos? The Gemara says Chayiv. Which malacha? Rashi says, Netilas Hashama, you're killing the fish. You're taking a fish out of water. Says Rabbeinu Chananel in the tiny little print there. I'm sorry, it's a little small. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, well, if you throw it right back in, you're not chayif for oker dover migidulo. Meaning, at root, what are you chayif for if you take the fish out of water? Oker dover migidulo. You're chayif for kotzer. Kotzer, by taking a fish out of water? This is exactly the Armachlokas. According to Rashi, Rashi can't say you're chayif for kotzer there. Because Rashi holds it's a din of, like the Devar Avram, that it's hafsakas mechubar. You're cutting. You're cutting something when you cut something. So you're not cutting the fish. So of course the Rashi can't say kotzer. So that's why he has to say it's shochet. Masha'enkin, according to Rabbi Chananel, maybe he holds hafsakas yinikaso. You're cutting it off from its nourishment source. If that's exactly what kotzer is, then it could even apply to unusual cases like this case of taking a fish out of water. Another Rashi L'shitaso I just gave you before we see another context. Rashi L'shitaso is in Shabbos Tzadikamar Aleph. There the Gemara is talking about Mefarik. Back to source number 8. Rashi in Shabbos Tzadikay. Mefarik. What malacha is Mefarik? Mefarik. So Pashas we assume it's a Tolda of Dash. Mefarik is... What's mefarik? Milking a cow is mefarik. Taking shells off of nuts is mefarik. It's you're not about to eat it. Different details. So Pashas, it's dash. That's the first day of Rashi. Mefarik kemo mefarik masui sheporik ochal mimakum shenizkasebo. You take out food from its outer layer. How he told us dash. That's Rashi's first day. Ve'ista amre. Some say tolda de kotzer. Some say mefarik is like kotzer. Kotzer, how is it kotzer? But we'll talk about it, but first Rashi rejects it out of hand. Velohi, why? Delav mechubarhu! Elapakid va'akir. Vaka'i be'atini. Be'atini hadad. Kitfua be'kashia. The milk in the udder is not connected, it's just in there like a package. Just like a nut inside its shell. That's not kotzer. Taking that off, taking the milk out of the udder is going to be kotzer? Taking the nut out of the shell is going to be kotzer? Rashi says, it can't be, it's not mechubar. Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi says, kotzer has to be mechubar, cutting off mechubar, and therefore, in Rashi and Shabbos, and Rashi in Tzadikei, and Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Zayin, both times rejects kotzer in those cases, because that's not mechubar. What does the other day hold in Rashi? How could you say that milking a cow is kotzer? Mefarik is a total of kotzer? Oh, but if we say it's about taking something out of its place of growth, so milk also is produced in that udder, and it goes in there. So maybe that could be as long as we have a hafsakas yinikaso definition. So maybe there, that's that other day in Rashi, which would also be Rabbeinu Chananel's day that we're lining up with, and the Shoel and the Dvar Avram's tshuva. So that is all Rashi l'shitaso. One other context, maybe two other contexts. Another machlokas we've shown him. The Gemara says also on that same daf in Shabbos, Kuf Zayin, source number 9, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel tells us, Hoshit Yado Lemei Behema, Vidildal Uber Shvimeeha. Those are in daf Yomi, fond memories of the fourth parak of Ben Pakua cases, fetuses inside animals. So what's the case here? On Shabbos, for some reason, somebody sticks his hand into the fetus of an animal and separates the fetus from the animal while it's inside. V'dildel ubar shebimeeha. Separates the ubar while it's inside. Chayiv. Again, the Gemara says chayiv many times in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara says chayiv, and it's up to the Rishonim to figure out which malacha are you doing. So which malacha are you doing? Says Rashi. I'm sorry. No Rashi there. Says the Me'iri, let's go to. Says the Me'iri on that Gemara in Shabbos. Hoshi yadol me'ay behema. Vidilta ubar shemeya kretzalomar. Sha'akro mimkomo. You uprooted it. You separated the umbilical cord for those animals that have umbilical cords. Or if not, you just separated. Af api shalotzio. Even if you didn't take it out of the animal. Chayev mishum. Oker davar migidulo. Afilu lo mace. If the animal didn't die, what if you just separated it, that it's going to be born? Shilu meis, hari chayim shum tilas hashama. You even chay for that. But even if you didn't kill it, you chay for okra dava megidulo by stopping, by cutting off the lifeline. Umikal makom, says the Meiri Gedol Yadoros, before Shemos Afa meis, even if it died, ve'eno chayim shum tilas hashama. Amazing chiddush, not for now, but we'll read it. The Gedol Yadoros says that even if it dies, you're not chayiv yet. Why? Because it was never alive yet. Right, this is abortion issues. Shekal shalo nolad in roi lomar bo netilas neshama. Wow. Shneimar, and what is the pasuk quoted? Mishpatim, that you're not chayiv for a fetus. Kidachtiv v'lo yason, if two people are fighting and they hit a pregnant woman and she does not die, then they have to pay for the fetus that miscarried. V'nimsa shem hikas ha'isha v'pila ein chayiv shem netilas neshama. They're not chayiv. So you see from that halacha in Mishpatim that life. You for sure that we showed it. You're not chayav d'oraisa, but here it's a united. You wouldn't even be chayav on Shabbos. So the Meiri holds. Okay, davar migidulo. If somebody detaches a fetus from its mother, that is okay, davar migidulo. That is what the Meiri holds, and maybe even not netilas hashama, even if you killed. But the Chachmei Sfarad, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, they all say no way. They ask, Hikshar Ramban, I gave you the Rashba quotes as Rebbe. Hikshar Rambanzal. I don't understand, why should this be? Look at their girsa. Look at their girsa. Chayev Mishum Oker Davar Migidulo. We'll see what that means. Hachar Rambanzal. Tolish Kanav Minaof. What happens if you rip a feather off of a bird on Shabbos? You're going to tell me that's kotzer. V'chein gozeis, kishen chayin. Loma chayev entarti. Chayev Mishum Oker Davar Migidulo. V'chayev Mishum Tolish Gozeis. We can chayev two. You're chayav for shearing gozes, which we know it is, and you're chayav for akira's dover. V'chein anota saro. If I rip out hair, alma leka mishum okadur migidulo ela bigidule karka. No, okadur migidulo means if it grows from the ground. Gidule karka kamosh ein disha ela bigidule karka. Like threshing only applies to gidule karka. And this is what it says in Yevamos in Bechoros. The Tolish Lavano Gozes, the Chulu. So what does this Gemara mean according to this Girsa that they have? Lefichach. Lefichach says the Ramban, the Rashba, you have to not take it literally. Lefichach, Pirish, Huzal, the Ramban says, what does our Gemara mean? The Dildil, Saubar, Mishum, no tell Neshama, Hu Chayiv. It's the Tilas Neshama. You're killing. V'yachi ka'amar. And this is what the Gemara is telling me. Af agav dahai ubar lesle bididei neshama. Even though this ubar doesn't have a neshama, right? And you wouldn't be chayev misa for ritzicha. Kiva digidulo tolui benishmas imo. Ha'okro chayev mishem notel nishmaso mimenu. It's good enough for Netilas Neshama for Shabbos, even though it's not good enough for Netilas Neshama for Hilchas Ritzicha. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba and the Ritva, and that's what it says here. And when it says Okadur Megidulo here, it doesn't mean in the Kotzer sense. That's what the Ritva says Beferish. Look in the next source. The Ritva says this. Second to last line in the first column, Vitirtsu. Ta'achalav dafka nakat mishum ocher davar migidulo. It doesn't mean that like it means in other contexts in Shas, the malacha of Kotzer. Ela taimer mishum netilas neshama. Means you're killing. Why? Because Kotzer can't be in anything other than attached to the ground. V'yakamashmolon. And the chiddush is, dafapi she'in chiyusa me'atzmo, el agav imol asafik, oso chiyivu mechay mishum netilas neshama. Dumi dehizmi vihigi. Okay, bushes. What do you see from here? Another machlokas rishonim. What is the definition of the malacha of kotzer? The Chachmei Sfarad all say, like the Dvar Avram says, like Rashi holds, it's got to be hafsakas mechubar. You cut something from being attached. Other rishonim, and that would fit in beautifully to our Gemara. Chulin Kuf Chav Zayin, where we got onto this. That's because it's totally dried out, but it's still attached physically, so it's still going to be kotzer. Masha'en Kain, the Me'iri. And the Deya in Rashi, in Shabbos Tzadiki, that could say milking a cow is kotzer, and taking a fish out of water is kotzer, all of that points to the other definition of hafsakas yinikaso, cutting off nourishment. So we saw it's a machlokas achronim, machlokas rishonim. It might even be a machlokas tanaim. There's a Deya in the Yerushalmi, source 13. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos tells us, "Hachole v'harode chalos dvash chayev mishum kotzer." There's cholev. Sunny milks. That's that daya of Rashi. Cholev is chayev mishum kotzer. Hasochet zesim me avihen. If somebody squeezes olives, chayev mishum kotzer. Leminister choler abalazer. You're chayev mishum kotzer. Says the carbonate. So that daya pashtus. That's kotzer. It's squeezing olives is kotzer. Says the Karbana Eda there. Why? Shekai Mishim kotzer. And this is going on also the taking honey out of the honeycomb and the milking. Shekal Mavdil Dover Michiyuso Chayev Mishim kotzer. If you're Mavdil something from Mitzchias, Lami Nitzrachat Asochi Zesa Meavian Chayev Rabalazar, Debachayev Nami Becholev Rod the Chalos Vash, Aval Rabbanon, Depatri Becholev. According to the Karban Eidah, there's a machlokas here, machlokas tanom here. Which malacha? When you squeeze olives, when we milk, rot dechalos vash. So the same machlokas that Rashi quoted, but it might be a machlokas tanom. So not just a machlokas achronim or a machlokas rishonim, but even a machlokas tanom. One final point, and that is achronim always try to make shalom. Also try to set up machlokos, but if you look in, I gave you two achronim, the Shari Shabbos, which is a beautiful sefer on Malacha Shabbos, the lumdas of Malacha Shabbos, as well as the Tevas Gomer, the Tevas Moshe, which is Rabbi Brown sefer from Shir Farakaway on the Malachas of Shabbos. They both say that if we take a larger definition of kotzer, maybe we could include both. Right? We could say there's an all-inclusive definition. Removing from one's natural state, no matter what that natural state is. If you look at the Shari Shabbos, V'hainu, the kol davar shehu misrabe, the yesh lo chiyus machmas chiyus, so anything that's growing, and it has chiyus from a certain source, b'makam misuyam, o shi'im achu b'lamakam misuyam, either it has nourishment from a source, or it's attached to that source. It doesn't matter. V'hu mafzik matzav zeh havi b'chal malachas kotzer. Put it together. That's kotzer. Together, malacha hu oker davar mimakom gidulo. Oker davar from its place of getting bigger. V'ein nafgamina im chibura hu chibur befoal o machmas yenika o mishum shesham makom chiyusa kmo dag. De kol shel okeach davar mimakom shelo shesham hu makomo hativi v'sham hu notzar. That's its natural place. That's where it's formed. Umisrabe v'hu mavdilo mishum harayesh bazeh mishum kotzer. That's kotzer. And that's an all-inclusive definition. Again, the Rishonim that argue would say that no, they don't want that definition. We're trying to have a definition that includes both shitas, and that is what the Shari Shabbos says, and that's what the Tevas Moshe says as well in the Os Aleph in Malachas Kotzer. As you see, v'nira together Malachas Kotzer, hu psikas hadavar hanitzmach mi mekoro v'sharsho. Cutting off something from its source. The Ayidei Bitol Hayachas Mehamakor Mechshav Tolesh. You've cut off the connection from its source. Does that mean a physical connection? Does that mean a nutritious connection? Or a nutrient connection? VMK, like an afgaminim, Hachyachas Hayadah Chibura B'mitzius. Like our case in Chulin, or not, or the fish in the sea, it doesn't make a difference. That is kotzer. So at least for Hilchas Shabbos, you could expand this. For other halachas that we just saw, it might make a difference. We saw for Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. Tumas Ochlin, it could still be mechubar, and it could be considered tamei. So you have to look in the various context of mechubar versus talush in terms of what is the malacha. So this is some of the lumdas behind the malacha of kotzer. Again, lamaisa kotzer, where does kotzer come up? Lamaisa. So the daraisa of kotzer generally doesn't really come up. Right, who's cutting things down out of the ground, or who's taking fish out of the fish tank? Right, we really don't do that on Shabbos. But the drabanans of kotzer come up a lot, And not everybody is aware of the Drabbanan of Kosher. If one wants to review it, just look at Simon Shin Lamed Vav. Shin Lamed Vav and Shulchan Aruch is all about the Drabbanan of Kosher. What are the Drabbanan of Kosher? Using a tree on Shabbos. Climbing a tree on Shabbos. If somebody using a tree, meaning, let's say I'm hot, sitting outside, I want to put my jacket on a branch. That's an Issa Drabbanan. Hishtamshus Be'ilan. What about if I want to hang a hammock on the tree? Again, Hishtamshus Be'ilan. How do we do it? You got to have a nail, a double connection, you have to have stud date Elon. The Shulchan Aruch talks all about the details. But we have to make sure that we realize, let's say kids are playing with a ball, if it gets stuck in the tree, getting it out, is that cool, tishtamshus or not, just removing something. So that is all very lamaisa. How about if I want to tie my shoe, am I able to use a stump of a tree? How tall of a stump is considered a tree? Less than 3 tefachim. Okay, but this is all the details in Hilcha Shabbos and Simen Shin Lamed Vav. Just to finish off, the Shulchan Aruch there quotes our Gemara in Chulin. Te'enim sheyavshu bi'ivehen, this is in Sif Yud Beis, te'enim that dried out in there while they're still connected, v'chein ilon sheyavshu peirosav bo, hatolish v'yam b'shabes, chayiv. Af alpi sheim ka'akurim le'inyin tumah. Beferish our Gemara, even though considered the Tumas Ochlin, but it's still enough connected for Hilcha Shabbos, and therefore one has to be very, very careful about that. Okay, this is just some discussion related to the Malchav Kotzer, Beth Hashem. We will try to have these shiurim every Monday night, 9:30, and Beth Hashem, we will continue next week. Only about two or three more for Maseches Chulin.